Folks, have a listen to this guy. I think you'll like his stuff. Donovan Woods on the Drew Marshall Show.
He drinks gas. I bet him he wouldn't drink any gas, and he did. Just to spite me, he did. And he stole my girlfriend. And he's so good at everything. And that's why she likes him. She does. Raised right, her mother tucked her in every night, and that's why she has good foresight, and that's why she knows it ain't quite right when he drinks gas. I bet him he wouldn't drink any gas, and he did.
Well, coming off the heels of a busy Canadian Music Week here in Toronto, Donovan Woods joins us in studio live with a voice as notable as his lyrics, this piercingly honest recording artist with a self-deprecating dry humor has turned into quite the hot commodity. From Toronto to Nashville, Woods has carved out a niche for himself as a busy songwriter for TV and film. His music has appeared on television shows like Felicity, Degrassi, The Next Generation, ABC's My Generation, the Matthew Perry film Numb, and I think he's written for Mr. Dressup as well. He's also co-written songs with the likes of Grammy Award winner Marcus Humman, and One Flew South's Chris Roberts. Donovan's work has been featured on CBC Radio, where he is in regular rotation, that must hurt, across the country, and he recently completed a tour of Canada and England. Welcome to the Drew Marshall Show, you bestsongwriterever.com.
Hi, how you doing?
What a pleasure it is to have you. I heard about you a lot from two musos we had in our show recently, Preetam and Amber. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, saying, oh, this guy's great. And I think most people are a little subjective with that stuff. So I decided to come and see if you were great.
Yeah.
I went to the vault.
You got to make up your own mind on that type of stuff.
Well, I made up my mind, and you're here, dude. absolutely
good.
A fan.
That's good. Oh,
I'm
thanks.
Actually a fan.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. But you're a northerner, eh?
No, I'm from the Sarnia. I'm from down south.
Dude, come on.
I mean,
that's,
I'm a Canadian.
Yeah, but Sarnia is still...
Well...
It's like, well, it's hoser country, is it not?
Yeah. I'm scum, that's for sure.
You're scum.
I'm from the gutter, if that's what you mean, yeah.
All right. And you left there to come to Toronto to become a rock and roll guy, or what?
No, I went to university in Guelph, and then I didn't get into a master's program, so I can't. I'd always written and done music, but I just ended up here sort of by default and started doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about inspiration prior to us going to air, and I think Paul Simon would be someone that maybe inspired you a little
bit. Yeah, he's someone that I like a great deal, yeah, for
right.
sure.
But your dad spun you a lot of stuff.
He did, yeah. My dad likes music more than me by a long shot.
Really?
He really likes it a lot. It's a big.
Is he like Randy Bachman freak show like music like that much?
No, not quite as nerdy as Randy Bachman, but really, you know, just always listening and always looking for new things, which
yeah.
is nice, isn't it? You know.
Tell us about your experience in the choir, young man.
Oh, I just sang. Growing up, I just sang. I mean, I knew my girlfriend's mom was the choir director. And so I got recruited, and I had to, you know, they don't have that many tenors, and they, you know, because everybody's a baritone,
right?
Because everyone's 88 years old, and those guys. I mean, I don't think they're tenors.
So it wasn't a youth choir; it was
no,
the real choir.
It was the real choir, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What church was it? United Church or something?
Yeah, United Church.
Yeah, I was in the United Church choir as well.
Yeah,
but it was the youth choir.
Yeah, I was in the real deal.
Wow.
Not every Sunday. I did it when I was required to do it.
Yes. Yeah. I needed that tenor. Yeah. All right. Well, let's not rattle on too much. Let's go right into a song, shall
sure,
we?
Yeah.
To set up this song for us, please. What will you be playing?
So I'll play one off of my old record called The Widowmaker.
And when you say old record,
this is
back in the
2011.
50s?
Okay. 2011. Not that old.
Old record, 2011. The song's called what again?
It's called Your Daughter John. There's a comma in the title.
Okay.
So it's the guy named John's daughter. It's really literary.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, live for the first time on the Drew Marshall Show, and hopefully many times more to come, the one and only Donovan Woods.
Lay me down on the warehouse ground. Later on, I don't go there now. On and on, I know what to say. Well, she's never been taught, she knows the way. I was kidding, love, I was kidding. You just weren't smart enough to know, love. I was lying, love, they were lying. When they said, oh, if you love someone, let them go. Dear John, I know we got along. I was right, sir, you were wrong. Some self-made man, I still write songs. But I miss your daughter, John. Now there she lays, love, with her nose in place. Broken wrist, just a picture of grace. On and on, what a father says. Well, he's never been shown, but he knows what it is. I was kidding, love, I was kidding. And you just weren't smart enough to know. Lying, love, they were lying. And they said, oh, if you love someone, you should let them go. Now what if I stayed, did that thing for you? What if I stayed, did that thing that's just always true, love? What's a man to do?
Live at the Drew Marshall Show, Donovan Woods. Oh my goodness!
Thanks. Thanks.
Are you used to the sucking up and the pandering and the applause and the crowd and the audience leapt to its foot?
Yeah, I'm starting to get used to that now. It's getting more regular now. So.
It's a weird thing.
I'm getting good. I don't want to be one of those indie musicians who's like, oh,
screw the crowd, man.
I feel like I'm getting good. I'm trying to get better, and I feel like I'm getting good. So
good.
I appreciate it, but I want that.
Way to say it. Way to say it. That is so refreshing in this country, you know?
Yeah, I think in Canada, I think there's a bit of a malaise in Canada as well, too. That people
is that corn? Did you say there's some corn in Canada?
Very close to that. But that people are, you know, it's not a popular opinion to want to be successful, which is, I think that's quite strange.
It's weird. Yeah. And speaking from the God people, the God tribe stuff point of view, you know, if there is a God and he made us, do you not think he'd want us to do our best?
I think
so,
yeah.
Give it a go.
Get better, at least. You know, like, just like try to work to get better. You know?
Flippin' heck. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so how was Music Week for you? Were you gigging or were you just watching?
Oh, no, I was gigging. I played five shows in the 2 days. It was a lot of work, but it's nice. It's fun. Everybody's nice. I mean, it's a lot of shaking.
Everybody's nice?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's a lot of shaking hands with guys wearing lanyards, and they are all, everybody thinks they're the most important guy. Yeah, and they're giving you, you know, wearing leather jackets and stuff and saying cool stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's part of the thing. You know, you got to do that. You got to meet all those dudes and talk to all those dudes.
Is there any chance that you could, because the first time I saw you was at 1 King Street, West, which is a great building.
Some beautiful place.
A friend of mine named Candace Cameron Bure, who was on the show earlier. It's her birthday today. She played DJ in Full House. She's married to Valerie Bure. He competed in what's it called? Battle of the Blades.
DJ from Full House was here earlier on today. Is that what you're telling me now? Is that what you're saying?
We phoned her. We just gave her a call. Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, you missed her.
That's a big deal to me. That's a really famous. For real, that's a really famous person.
Really?
To me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, she's married to Valerie Bure, who's also a very famous person.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Can I finish the stinking story?
Sorry.
So they stayed in the building. That's where Val stayed when he competed with Dancing with the Blades or Battle of the Blades.
Oh, okay. That's where he lived.
And then that's also the same building that Wade Belak killed himself in. By the way,
is it really?
Just thought I'd throw that one out there.
Oh,
in the same room. Anyway, downstairs in that lobby is this huge vault with a legit honking spin the dialy thing, and the door opens up, and you go into this room, and that's where you guys were playing.
That was inside a bank vault. It's really
trippy.
It's really something.
And the girls that were there were Amber McLean, and she's going to kill me because this is the second time I've forgotten the other girl's name.
One was Abigail.
Yeah, Abigail. I know. I remember her.
And
but the
then
other
Sarah.
Sarah
Hiltz.
Hiltz. Sarah Hiltz. Sarah Hiltz.
Boom.
That was like passing a kidney stone.
We got it out, though.
Sarah Hiltz. Sarah's just a very fantastic musician,
lovely
technically,
yeah.
Right? Amber, consummate performer, professional, entertainer.
Such an incredible singer.
And Abigail brought a sort of like a minor chord dark side to the whole evening.
Yeah, I've just been listening to her record, actually.
Maybe. And very, I mean, I can just great stuff there. But you got to talk them into getting better guitars.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because all three of them had sucky, tinny guitars.
I know. You got to have a rich relative kick the bucket. Because really, I mean, it's going to cost you $3,000 to get something that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's a big investment. But you know what? It's so worth it.
It's so worth it. To have that little bottom end come out.
To have that amount of consistency every gig to not have to worry about. That's why I finally did it, you know, and I just got something really good.
Yeah. Well, that's why I did that weird kind of lean look when you, I didn't realize you were looking at me when I was doing that. I was trying to look at the headstock because I thought it was a Gibson.
I thought you were looking at that. I had two fingernails painted pink.
Well, there was that as well. There was that as well. A mauve is what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's more of a mauve. Yeah. A light mauve.
I can't even realize I know that word, mauve.
Beautiful.
All right, let's do another song. I actually really like listening to you.
Sure.
So what are we doing now?
I'll do one called "Put on Cologne," which is off of my.
That's dedicated to Tim.
Yeah, does he? You wear a lot of cologne?
No, he should. He stinks. He's just a stinky beast.
This is off my new record of mine that just came out March Something or other, 26th.
Okay.
A couple
all
weeks ago.
All right.
At some point.
That's when it dropped?
That's when it dropped.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. All right. Folks, let me just set him up here again. The one and only Donovan Woods on the Drew Marshall Show. BestSongwriterEver.com. The best website in the world. Donovan Woods live on the Drew Marshall Show.
All the windows on the second floor, where I live with all those chicks, I don't live there no more. All your letters written in your tiny voice, telling me to come back home as if I have another choice. I was a believer in the barback, baby. I was a believer in wrong. If she's not coming over late, all that she had then spread out on the floor. If there was another one, please don't let me know. All your letters deeply in my core, telling me to go and see if there was anything more. I was a believer in the barack, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over late, get some stupid European boyfriend. Follow it through to its logical end. You're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Come on, follow it through to its logical end. You're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Come on, follow it through to its logical end. I was a believer in the barback, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. All the windows on the second floor, where I live with all those chicks, I don't live there no more. All your letters written as if I had another choice, love.
What a pretty stinking song. Absolutely fantastic. Donovan Thanks. Woods, Thanks. Live on the Drew Marshall Show. Boy, you dropped that way down there, and the hammer on roll off stuff was, buddy, just Thanks. A sweet, sweet song.
Thanks.
Thank you. You're known also for some novelty writing as well, a little bit. Some cheeky humor songs.
Yeah, I like to admit, I fancy myself like a folk guy, so I think folk music tends to, it tends to be humorous.
It should have the sarcasm.
One of my favorite guys is Loudon Wainwright. Do you know Loudon Wainwright? It's Rufus Wainwright's dad, who was sort of a popular folk singer in the 70s and the 60s. Yep. And he was, he's one of those guys who could write a song that would just be devastatingly sad, but also very funny. And I sort of endeavor to do that. I find that to be a real challenge, a nice challenge.
I love that mix, yeah. Have you played Hughes Room much?
I have never played there.
What?
I know. Can you believe that? I would like to.
Are you kidding me?
I know, I should, right? I know.
Yeah, but it's got to be the right fit, the right night, the right, Scarlett Jane, we just had them in here a couple of weeks ago.
I know them.
The really ugly girls who are horrible harmonies, just disgusting harmonies.
Bad guitars.
Yeah, bad guitars.
One of them is, it's like...
Andrea and Cindy.
Okay, yeah.
Andrea, I can't remember. Anyways.
I've met them somewhere.
Well, they played with Amber and Preetam in Guelph when Amber does that Chick Night in Guelph, Tuesday night thing or whatever.
Preetam does the Chick Night.
Well,
he's a sensitive guy.
He's so sensitive.
He's all hugs. It's good. It works good.
I have no idea where I was going with that. Oh, Hughes Room. So they've talked about Hughes Room, and I think they're going back to do some kind of tribute night, and they played a James Taylor tribute night, but it's got to be the right fit for you, you know?
Yeah, I want them to ask me to do it. I've that's how I've done it before. The places that I've always wanted to play, I don't want to bugging them with email. I want to be asked and then get a good night and go and do it. And I'm sure that I will eventually. I feel like it.
Before Donovan takes us out with one more song, I just want to let everyone know tonight I will be back on television again like a bad rash, folks. Saturday nights at 8 on CTS. It's a CTS weekender, and I have all sorts of bizarre exotic animals. It's kind of like a Johnny Carson fest thing where it goes wrong. It goes horribly wrong. You certainly want to see that. And then we show the Bruce Coburn documentary tonight called Pacing the Cage. That goes from 9 till 10. And then I sit down with a few friends of mine and talk about Bruce Coburn in the Canadian music industry. I sit down with Bernie Finkelstein, Bruce's longtime manager, my buddy Skip Prokop, the founder of Lighthouse, and Hummel and Fred, a couple of wise guys who, by the way, you need to go on their show. Okay,
yeah,
so I can hook you up.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because they know I only recommend good stuff. Great conversation about the Canadian music industry. And I just want to ask you that question tonight. Was that clear that that's television tonight, CTS 8 to 9, and then 9 to 10 is the doc, and then from 10 to 10:30, okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Did I mention I was on TV tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Some show called CTS Weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. You see, we try to not have Tim talking to the mic very often, and yet he still proceeds to do stuff like that.
Yep.
Best songwriter ever is who we've been listening to. That's the website you want to go to. Donovan Woods is his name. The Canadian music scene, is it more friendly to the folk crowd than it is to the pop crowd?
What do you mean? Is it easier to get along with it?
No. Is it? Can you make more out of a folk career in Canada than a pop career?
Probably, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think so. It's tough to make anything. It's tough to get anything going in this country, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a slog anywhere, and I don't know why, but I do know why. But it's not. It's a very long conversation.
Yes, it is.
But it's tough.
I blame it on Gian.
It's got a lot to do with Gomeshi, I'll tell you that.
It does.
Gatekeepers like Gomeshi.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly wish you the best.
Well,
the last
you,
half hour
you.
Of all of our shows, we try to get some kind of inspirational talent in here. And, dude, whether you like it or not, that's you. and I just want our listeners to creep on you. Go to bestsongwriterever.com. That's where you find this gentleman, Donovan Woods. You can find his gigs. You can buy keychains. Mugs.
I'm sure there's something to buy on there.
Do you have any bumper stickers?
No, I have. There's pictures of my head and face. if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's just weird. All right, what are we going out with, Donald?
This is off my new record. It's called Sask.
Is it about Saskatchewan by chance?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Correct.
See how quick that was?
Nailed it.
Huh? In one. That's it, folks. We're done with the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed any of today's broadcast, you want to go to our website, drewmarshall.ca, by the end of the week. We get to it eventually. We'll put it all up there for your listening pleasure once again. You can sign up for our weekly email updates, Facebook, Twitter, creep on us, wherever you want online. And if you're new to this great and beautiful country, please, for goodness sake, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
you made it good, my love. And heaven knows it wasn't right. If I was you, my dear, I would just spend the night. Oh, I know that you sense it, oh, that you sense it. Like, oh, you know that it's time. If I was you, my dear, I would just toe the line. I was planning to go somewhere warm with the money. I was planning to go somewhere warm. No offense to sketch you on. You live a lie, you live a lie, you live a lie. I ain't one to talk, dear, look. So did I. So did I, so did I, so did I. So did I, so did I, so did I. So did I.